primary purpose, an I dare you approach. That's one problem. The second problem is we're flat on our ass with any reaction plan. There's just no question about it. And I've got to accept that as a problem and be prepared to justify our position. And these are the two major matters that I've got the lawyers working on. I will, as you suggest, get Cy further this morning to look at the detail. He's going to be here at least through noon because I think he said he was lunching with you or the group today. In any case, I fully agree with you on this. Now, as to time, how we do it and when, Buzz Wheeler and I are scheduled to appear before the Senate Armed Services Committee Thursday morning at 10 o'clock on the 1969 defense program and budget. And my guess is we won't even get a word about out of our mouths before they say, to hell with that, we want to talk Pueblo. So I have had in mind that I would have to be prepared by Thursday morning. As a matter of fact, I was thinking of calling Russell today and asking him, without suggesting that the Pueblo would come up, asking him how he would like to handle the start of the hearing Thursday, because I'm sure they'll want to talk Quezon and Pueblo, and only incidentally, 69. And I thought Buzz and I should be prepared for both Southeast Asia and Pueblo in great detail by Thursday morning.
I don't think there's any doubt about that. And I told Walt to tell Buzz, and I just tell you, it ought to go through you, I guess, that any commander-in-chief worth a damn in a situation like this ought to want again today and tomorrow definite assurances that the Joint Chiefs have looked over the whole Quezon operation, and in the light of what Westmoreland has reported to them about the imminency of attack, that they certify to me that in their judgment there is no question but what we've done all we can, and that we are militarily adequate in their opinion, or else we ought to evacuate the damn thing or get in the shape where we are.
I want
him to report to me a statement to that effect, and I want the Joint Chiefs, I want them assembled. I've got to have some protection when something's been building up this long.
What about doing having the Chiefs meet with you, Mr. President?
I think that's good.
Tomorrow, maybe before lunch, and then you take Buzz to lunch with you, and the Chiefs can adjourn. If you want, I'll set that up.
Yeah, could do it today if
or
you want.
Or do it today if you want.
I think I'm having lunch with the Psi group and with all of you are trying to at 1:30. What do I have at 1 o'clock, Marvin? Well, I can just put him later. 12:30. What would you think, Bob, about bringing them over at, say, 12:45?
Yeah, or even 1 o'clock if you want.
12:45, and I don't have to go to 1:30. That would give us 45 minutes.
That would be perfect, Mr. President. I'd like to do that.
And just round up the whole outfit, and we'll talk to them about several of these things.
You might talk about Quezon without digging too deeply into the Pueblo, because they themselves, frankly, don't know all I know about the Pueblo yet. And
who's responsible for this, then?
Mr. President, I
Navy?
Don't... Pardon me?
Who gives them the assignment?
Well, let me just tell you as little as I know now, which isn't all the story by any means. The proposal initiated with the Commander-in-Chief of the Pacific Fleet around the... I think it was around the 17th of December, if I recall the date correctly. Then it went into, and he listed what he wanted to do.
Is that the fellow, who is that?
Well,
where's he stationed?
He's stationed in Honolulu, but turn that came up from a lower level to him, and I haven't got the lower, at least I haven't seen the lower level papers yet. Then he gave it to Admiral Sharp, and Admiral Sharp turned it into the Chiefs around the 23rd of December, and the Chiefs reviewed it. These things are handled on a relatively routine basis. They reviewed it, and then it became part of what's called the monthly schedule of reconnaissance activities. And that then went between the 23rd of December and, I would guess, the end of the month, I haven't the exact date yet, to the 303 committee, on which sits the Deputy Secretary of Defense, Paul Nitze, Dick Helms, Walt Rostow, I think Nick, I'm not a State Department representative in any case. And the 303 committee has to approve every one of these actions, and it approved this one. So I feel personally responsible for the mission, because either my deputy or I approves every one of these things. So it was approved properly, but it was a poorly conceived mission. That's my conclusion. Now, this part of it, I haven't gone all over with the chiefs yet, because some of this I got yesterday, and I was in here, but they weren't. And I will, of course, go over the whole thing. I'm having a paper prepared, and I'll go over the whole paper with the chiefs before Buzz and I have to testify.
Well, I would sure get my best explanation, because now, what's the...